Let's begin.
So we said last week that when we daven to have this beautiful imagery, that literally we're looking up to Shemayim and Hashem's looking back at us, and we're not just speaking to nothing. Chas v'shalom. The Ribbono Shalom's locking eyes with us, loves us. Every word we're uttering, Hashem's hugging us, kissing us, kivyachol, and so excited to hear from us. And if we have this imagery when we dive in, it's much more meaningful, much more powerful. That Ribbono Shel Olam, our eyes are locked in beautiful, beautiful concentration. Look at the bottom, please, in 188. But v'rema lalu ta'ayim mitoch riya b'shamayim. When we look up towards Shemayim, we should think about these things. Kadosh Baruch Hu waits on our every word, cares about our every word, thinks about our every word. It's so powerful, so meaningful. We should strain our eyes, work our eyes and our hearts to look at this, to think about this. Specifically, when we speak to Hashem, we say you. We shouldn't just go Baruch Ata. We're speaking to you, Hashem. We're speaking to Avinu Shebashamayim. Even if you don't look up Shemayim literally, when we say Ata, we're speaking to Hashem. We're speaking to the Melech Machi Amlochim. Turn it around. You're speaking to Hashem. How powerful is that? We need to think. We can't be having a million things on our mind. Focus here, focus there, goofing around. But we're davening. And we say, Ata Hashem, the Melech, who makes sure my heart beats every second, every millisecond, who's my lifeline, my oxygen, my whole life. Aval, Al Tidameh Sherak Bafanim Alalu Levad Sherashamnu Lecha Yachol Ata Lora Nafshecha Lochenu. Don't think this is the only way I'm going to get close to Hashem is with this imagery. Of course not. Every Jew connects in a different way, in his own personal way. Kol Yisrael, every Yid, Imrak Yodea, She'ein Gufo V'libo Hefker, as long as he knows that his heart and his mind is not Hefker, Lasov Lachshov Mikol Ababi Adam, as long as he knows, can't do whatever he wants, think about whatever he wants to think about, as long as he knows that, Kol Yisha'oved Imatzmo, if he really works, and that's been the theme this year, we have to put in the work. It's not magic. It's not a potion. Got Zevier, Shlita, Kivyachol. Put in the work this summer. And look at it now. So if we put in the work now.
Yeah, look at his hair.
There you go. If you put in the work. We put in the work in spirituality. In Ruchnius, it's the same thing. He put in the work and he won't miss. If we put in the work in Ruchnius, Allah has Kama V'Kama, how far we could go. And it's really true. You got to be an Oved. You got to put in the time. People want results without doing anything for it. So it's the same thing with Ruchnis. We put in the work. He will find certain times the ways, the mechanisms, to waken up his soul. He'll take himself out of his own prison and get close to Hashem. Everybody has to put in the work and connect ourselves to the right people and daven for it and focus about it and really concentrate and ask for help and put in time, put in effort, in learning, in tefillah, in midos, in machshava, in hashkafos. That's how you get close. It has to be an oved. One more paragraph. Sometimes you have this oirus, spiritual awakening, you didn't even prepare for it. You didn't even know it was going to come. Lamashal, b'yamim manarim mitzvila kishemarani mashevach laHashem. Certain times, the whole kahal, the whole congregation is praising Hashem. Ata Elokeinu, you're saying you Hashem are a God. V'gam ata itchata imahem l'ranein. You begin to praise Hashem well during the yamim manarim. V'yavo morech belibcha. And what happens? A certain morech enters your heart. Halo ata yonim v'tachtonim sharim shira la'el gadol haminase aleim. Everybody in this world, upper worlds, lower worlds, everybody's praising Hashem, who's exalted over you. The Aza Shaykhus Li Ashafel Mahem. And then you think, whoa, how am I part of this group? How am I praising Hashem, little old me? And you get to be inspired. You have this mora, you have this feeling in your hearts. The Eich Etchatzev Litarev Im Moshe Re'el Umesam Chelim. And how could I be with these people who try to pour out the hearts to Hashem and gladden Hashem? It could happen during the Yomim Noraim. But I really have this point. We got the Shlita to hear. This is so important to know. It only comes with an oivid, with an avoda. Tefillah is an avoda shebaleith. Lavdo b'chol levavchem. Serve Hashem with all your hearts. If we want His oirus, if we want a connection, we need to put in the time. We need to put in the effort. In Torah, in mitzvos, ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chavero. His oirus, His gravus only comes through a dedicated, calculated effort day in and day out. Yeshikach.